USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump's message to the Republican Jewish coalition was disrupted by hecklers, but once he got rolling, the president laid out all of his accomplishments over the past 2 years.
Since the election, we've created more than 5.5 million new jobs, including 600,000 manufacturing jobs, things that nobody would have allowed me to say on the campaign trail. They would have said, oh, he exaggerates.
Trump told the Crown his administration fights on behalf of hardworking citizens. He told the Crown the relationship between the U.S. and Israel has never been stronger. Democratic Senator Fritz Hollings of South Carolina died early this morning at the age of 97. Hollings, who retired from the Senate in 2005 after serving more than 38 years, was the eighth longest serving senator in U.S. history. Ohio Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan today kicked off his campaign for president in 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Former President Barack Obama is in Berlin, where he told a German town hall full of young leaders from around the world that social media postings have helped and hurt the understanding of politics.
You've got social media that was once considered to be the network that would provide us greater understanding, now suddenly appears to be a tool that is used to spread disinformation and hatred and suspicion.
The push to get President Trump to release his tax returns is being met with resistance from the president and his lawyers. Democratic Representative Steve Cohen of Tennessee gives CNN his take on President Trump's reluctance to release his tax returns.
There's something about his taxes that he didn't want the public to know, and he's made a point of getting the IRS to hire a director and a legal counsel that would support that. That's been a priority of his, even more so than having a head of the State Department or Defense Department or any place else.
Trump's lawyers are calling on the IRS to reject Democrats' demands for the president's tax returns. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former Democratic South Carolina Senator Ernest Hollings has died at age 97. He was known for a sharp tongue, especially in his 2015 interview at the Daniel K. Inouye Institute about raising money during his six Senate terms.
I went to all the fire stations, the courthouses, everything else, and I'd find out what people are thinking. When you fundraise, all you got is supporters prayed, oh, you go win. Don't worry, you're a winner. Bah humbug.
Hollings served 38 years and 2 months, making him the eighth longest serving senator in U.S. history. Ohio Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan today kicked off his campaign for president in 2020. He closed his speech with a story about a little boy who told Muhammad Ali his dad took him to one of Ali's fights where he was knocked down.
Ali looked at this kid and he said, I've never been knocked down. I'm either up or I'm getting up. Northeast Ohio is either up or we're getting up. Ohio is either up or we're getting up. In the United States of America, we're either up or we're getting up. Help me do this. I need your help. I need your support. Let's go take back the White House.
Vice President Mike Pence says Cuba is on notice regarding its meddling in Venezuela as the U.S. announced new sanctions against the Maduro-led government in a speech in Houston. Pence said the U.S. will soon engage in stronger action against Cuba. Get updates anytime at ktsuradio.com.